Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Jesus the Christ.
Did he claim to be one with God?
What do you think Herod would do to the Master if he could?
I can't.
You can.
You can, and you will.
Ow!
Don't you see what's at stake?
How about Jerusalem?
I did that one already.
Jericho?
Done.
Bethlehem?
I'm saving Bethlehem for Christmas.
Well, that makes sense. Though I'm still not sure why you're doing this, Lucy.
Well, it's a series of articles for the Sunday School Committee about towns and cities of the Bible.
Oh, I understand that. I mean, why are you doing it? Between the school and the Odyssey Owl and your work on the Odyssey Times, when do you have time?
I find the time.
Uh-huh. Like last Sunday morning when you didn't make it to church?
I had a deadline on Monday.
And the Bible study you missed last week?
I had to finish an article for the bulletin. I know what you're getting at, Mr. Whittaker, but I figure it's all right to miss a few services since I'm doing these articles for the church.
Really?
Sure.
But you know that doing things for God isn't the same as being with Him. It's easy to do one and forget the other.
Somebody has to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, in that case, your next city should be Bethany.
Bethany? I don't remember that city.
It's a suburb of Jerusalem. Some remarkable things happened there. In fact, in the New Testament,
What?
Oh, you better come with me. There's a better way to learn about Bethany.
How?
The Imagination Station.
Well, how do I look?
Like the daughter of a wealthy merchant. In the first century, of course. Climb in.
Am I going to see anyone special in Bethany?
You'll see plenty of people.
But what? Oh.
I hope it's a good lesson for you.
Thanks. Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Burning.
Miriam! Oh, where is that girl? Susanna, you must be quicker with that cutting or the vegetables won't be ready. Ah, give me that knife and I'll do it. You go grind more corn.
Well, why are you just standing there?
Who, me?
Well, take the meal out to Deborah and... Wait! I'm sorry. You're not one of my servants.
No.
I wasn't paying attention. Please, accept my apologies. You belong to which family?
I'm alone.
I see. Eliezer and his friends, he invites people to eat, and does he tell me? No. Who am I but his workhorse sister, who must fix the meal for all these people?
My name is Lucy.
I am Marta, and you must forgive me. But as you know, I have a house full of guests and food to prepare. You may join the rest in the front room if you wish.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. Just stay out of the way.
Marta, our guests need more water.
Then where is Miriam? She was to see to the drinks.
Well, she's listening to the master, like all of us.
Ah, am I surprised? No. While she sits with the master, I slave here in the kitchen.
Let the servants prepare the food, Marta. You should be in the other room with us.
Leave a meal such as this to the servants?
Well, you should hear what the master has to say.
Don't you think I would enjoy sitting and hearing him speak? But there are things to do.
Marta.
I'm doing this for him.
I would imagine that doing things for him isn't the same as being with him.
Someone has to do it.
Ah, now I get it.
You're a stubborn woman, my beloved sister. Allow me to get the water.
No. Tell Miriam to get off her
lazy... I'll do it.
You won't. You are our guest. Besides, our jars are empty. The water must be drawn from the well. I will send Deborah and Susanna.
I will get it. You're overworking those poor girls as it is.
And I'll help.
Ah, my sister sits at the feet of the master while my guest serves. Ah, my house is in ruins.
You are Lucy, did you say?
Uh-huh. And you are Eleazar?
Yes. And you can see that my sister Marta is a very, industrious woman.
Yeah.
It is worse when the master comes to visit. She becomes very, excitable.
The master?
The master. Our great teacher. You know him, surely. Yeshua.
Yes. You mean Jesus?
Jesus? In some languages, I suppose that's what he would be called. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus the Christ.
Jesus the Christ. The Messiah.
You would be wise to keep that kind of talk to yourself, Eliezer.
It would certainly ruin your afternoon to be stoned right here in the street for blasphemy.
If nothing else, it would put your guests off their food.
And peace be with you, rabbis.
Eliezer, please, send the girl away. We want to talk to you.
My good rabbis, I have nothing to say to either of you, and there's nothing you need to say to me that she can't hear.
As you wish. We are here as the leaders of the synagogue, your place of worship, to remind you of your position as an elder.
Yes? What about it?
Shall we say that some questions have risen among the congregation?
Questions?
About your judgment. So long as you continue to fellowship with the likes of that false teacher, how can we not suspect your good sense?
And what learned scholar in our congregation has determined that the master's teaching is false?
Not our congregation, good friend. The Sanhedrin. They are very displeased with your friend.
And what else is new?
Eliezer, you must be reasonable. He's making a fool out of you.
Ha!
Well, we have heard, and I hesitate to even mention it. Did he claim to be one with God?
Well, perhaps your informants misunderstood.
They almost stoned him for it. There was no misunderstanding.
Listen closely, Eliezer, and appreciate the seriousness of this situation. The day is coming very soon when your association with this man could have consequences for you and your sisters.
Some would have you put out of the synagogue even now.
For what? For listening to a wise man? For allowing my mind to be open to new ways of thinking?
You know that it isn't that alone. It's this talk of him being the Messiah.
More talk.
Ultimately, that will determine what happens to you. Speculation is one thing. But what do you truly believe?
I believe that I must return to my guests. They want water. Come along, Lucy.
Why don't you ask me what I believe?
Who cares?
I thought you fell in. What took you so long?
Ishad and Jedithan. More grumbling about the master. I'm glad we didn't invite them.
You see, I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
Our guests need their water. Please hurry. Ugh, this meal is a shambles. And tell Miriam I want to see her now. I've tried to get her attention, but will she listen to me? Huh?
Lucy, if you will carry the cups, I will carry the jars.
Okay.
Deborah, is the bread not finished yet? Oh, what is wrong? Do I have to do everything myself?
But a man from Samaria who was traveling...
Is that Jesus?
Yes.
And when he looks so him, he was moved young.
You expected Methuselah? So he went up. Careful. You want to serve water, not spill it. Water, them. Please pass then it along.
Would you like some water? Here, please pass it along.
Miriam.
Yes, my brother.
Marta needs you in the kitchen, and you would be advised to go immediately.
I will, in a moment.
Look after him. And if you spend more than this, I'll pay you back when I return. Of these three, which one seems to you to have become the neighbor of the man who fell among the robbers?
The one who showed mercy toward him.
Then go do as he did.
Forgive me, my friends and guests. We are short-handed in the kitchen, so our meal will be a little late. Miriam, I need you now.
I'm listening to the master.
I can see what you're doing.
Marta, Marta.
Sir, don't you care that my sister has been leaving me to do all the work by myself?
You're fretting and worrying about so many things, but there's only one thing that is essential. Miriam has chosen the right thing, and it won't be taken away from her.
Yes, my lord.
All day I have begged my sister to join us and rest, and all day she has rebuked me with the growl of a lion. But a few words from the master, and the lion becomes a lamb.
I didn't realize we owned so many cups and dishes.
Why would you, Miriam?
I saw him. I actually spent the day with Jesus.
You see the effect he has on people. Lucy?
Oh, where do you want me to put these plates?
On that shelf. Thank you. I wish you wouldn't trouble yourself.
Oh, it's no trouble.
But it is, for it prevents my sister from doing her duty.
Marta, please.
How do you think I felt being rebuked by the master like that?
But he was right, Marta.
Of course he was right. He's always right. But that didn't make me feel less foolish for merely wanting you to behave like a proper hostess.
I wanted to be near him. He's with us so little these days. I have this feeling.
Oh, don't talk to me about your feelings. I know your feelings.
Do you know where he's going, Marta? Tomorrow he's traveling back across the Jordan.
Is he?
You know what they did to the baptizer there. They beheaded him. What do you think Herod would do to the master if he could?
Ah, they've all lost their minds.
I wonder if I can go with him.
And risk Herod's wrath along with the others? You've lost your mind, too.
Herod can't do anything to Jesus.
No? And what makes you so sure, little prophetess?
Because he has to go to Jerusalem.
The master and his disciples have gone for a walk, and the rest of the guests have left, except old Joachim, who has fallen asleep in the corner again. I'll move him to one of the guest rooms later. And I prepared a room for you, Lucy.
Me?
Well, you've obviously come a great distance, and it isn't wise for a young woman to travel so late in the day.
But...
Well, you need a place to stay, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Then we've said all we need to say. Good fig. Would you like one?
Eleazar, you must tell the master not to go back to Galilee.
Me tell the master where he should or shouldn't go?
But they'll kill him.
Don't you think he knows that? These days, people want to kill him wherever he goes.
How can you be so indifferent? Yeshua loves you so much.
I'm not indifferent. I'm practical. You can't say the kinds of things he says and not expect trouble. I have talked to him about it. I say, Master, my good friend, the temple leaders are very angry. Couldn't you be a little more careful with what you say? Does he listen to me? No.
Speak to him again, please.
No.
Don't you love him?
Of course I do. He's more than a brother to me, but I cannot interfere with his plans, whatever they may be. Especially if they involve his trying to get stoned by telling everyone that he's one with God.
But he is! Don't you believe it, Eleazar?
I love him, my beloved sister. Isn't that enough?
Can you really love him without believing in him, too?
Wow, what a place!
This? This is a small market compared to the great city. You've never been there?
Jerusalem? Oh, no, not yet.
Tell me, Lucy, how do you know?
Know what?
What you said last night about the master being killed in Jerusalem.
I didn't say that. I just said that if they were going to kill him, it'll be in Jerusalem.
You speak so factually, like Eleazar, as if you were telling me that it might rain tomorrow. Breaks my heart to think about it. Miriam and I wept all night.
I'm sorry.
You see, I am afraid that Yeshua will die. Whereas Miriam is sure he will die.
Marta, I understand how you feel. After spending the day with him, hearing him speak, seeing the love he has, I don't want anything to happen to him either, but...
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm here to buy food. You should go look at the beautiful linens, but be careful with the merchants. They're as sharp as tiger's teeth. I'll meet you here shortly.
Yes, ma'am.
This is getting depressing.
I learned my lesson, Mr. Whittaker. Okay if I come out now? Mr. Whittaker?
I'm so sorry to startle you, maiden. I'm Rabbi Ishad. We met at the well.
That's right. Nice to see you again. Excuse me.
Please. We would like to have a word with you. This way, if you will.
Let go of my arm.
Here she is, Jonathan.
Good. Thank you for taking the time to... what's your name?
None of your business. Oh.
There was a time when you would have been struck for speaking to a rabbi that way.
There was a time when a rabbi wouldn't grab a girl so hard by the arm.
I am sorry.
What do you want?
It's a simple request. Since you're so close to Eliezer and his family, and they're so close to the teacher,
What do you want?
We merely want to explain to Yeshua that he's going too far, that's all. He needs to restrain himself a little more.
He's not here. He left this morning. If you leave now, you can find him.
That's not true. He can be very hard to find when he wants to be.
But he'll be back. He always comes back to visit Eliezer, Marta, and Miriam.
And that's where you can be of service. You see, we need a way to get to him personally, quietly, to discuss these things with him.
Will you help us to talk to him? It's for his own good.
And yours?
Really, I can't.
You can.
You can, and you will.
Ow!
Don't you see what's at stake? Don't you understand the forces that are conspiring against him? They will fall like a hammer on a nail, piercing him and all of his followers.
Let go!
You could help us all, help to save us. If we don't stop him, then the Romans will. Say you'll help us get to him.
Leave me alone.
Is everything all right here?
Mr. Whittaker.
What business is it of yours?
What business? You mean as guardian of this girl or as a concerned citizen?
Jonathan, let her go.
Yes.
A thousand pardons, good friend. We were only trying to get some information from your ward.
And I suppose twisting her arm was the only way to do it, huh?
Well, we are too zealous at times, so forgive us both. Let us go, Jonathan.
Think about what I said, girl. And whoever you might be, if you're part of this sect, then be warned. Our toleration goes only so far before...
Before what?
You should pray you won't find out.
Come, Jonathan. Goodbye.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. What are you doing here?
Oh, you called for me.
Yeah, but that was to get out.
I thought I'd join you instead. Do you mind?
No. Is my arm bruised?
Lucy. Lucy. Oh.
Marta, this is...
Lucy's guardian, Yochanan.
What?
John.
It's a great pleasure to meet you. But Lucy, I have just received word that Eliezer is very ill. We must go home.
Marta, Miriam.
Tell us, Arye, what's wrong with our brother?
May I speak freely before these strangers?
Well, we can wait outside.
No, they're guests and welcome to here. Tell us, Arye, you are a good and wise physician.
Only God is good and wise. I am neither. I don't know what's wrong with Eleazar. Some fever, a poison infects his body. Tell me, is there sin in his life? A reason for God's displeasure to strike him so swiftly? There's been talk, you know. His standing in the synagogue is at risk.
No!
How could you say such a thing, Arye? You know us!
And I know how much time you spend with a teacher from Galilee. Perhaps this is God's way of telling Eleazar, all of you, that you should...
No, Arye, no, I cannot believe that.
I am only suggesting...
Suggest what we should do to help our brother, or leave?
You may try the usual ointments. Myrrh, perhaps, but I don't believe they'll help.
Are you saying he's going to die?
Am I God to know such things? Yes, Miriam. Unless a miracle occurs, your brother is going to die.
Delta. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Prepare the oil and myrrh. I will go to him, get him to drink, bathe him.
We'll do whatever we can, Marta.
Yeah, just name it.
Then pray. Pray for the miracle Arye spoke of.
Miracle? Of course, Marta. We need only ask for a miracle.
What are you saying?
Yeshua. If we send a message to him, he will come and heal Eleazar. He must come.
Yes. But how will we find him?
We'll go. We'll find him. Can we, Mr. Whittaker?
We can certainly try. Excuse me, sir. We're looking for Yeshua, the great teacher.
The teacher, huh? Well, if the crowd's any indication, he's just beyond the next hill.
Excuse me.
What is it?
We need to speak to the master.
So does everyone else here.
You're one of his disciples. I saw you at Eleazar's house.
I am Toma, yes. You are friends of Eleazar's?
Yes, and it's very important that we get a message through to Yeshua.
Well, what shall I say?
Tell him, Lord, the man you love is sick.
All right. Wait here.
They sure are protective.
I would imagine they have to be. You heard what they said about Herod wanting to kill him.
I guess. But he said his name is Toma. Which one is that?
Thomas. Wait, he's motioning to us. Come on.
Please, tell the master what you told me.
Lord, the man you love is sick.
This sickness, it will not end in death.
But Lord, the doctor was there. He said...
This is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may receive glory through it.
But what does that mean?
It means we wait to see what he's going to do next.